Extracurricula, written by Daisy Divergence, read by Nonplussed. Fandom Hikaru no Go. Relationship Shindo Hikaru, Toya Akira.
Shogi,
Akira says decisively, throwing down a stack of pamphlets and leaflets and flyers like a flimsy papery gauntlet. As flimsy as Akira's reasoning on this subject, as flimsy as a beginner dance mid-game. Hikaru looks down at them, disbelieving. Not that he's disbelieving that Akira would try to win a debate by waving paper in Hikaru's face that was written by someone else who was just as wrong as Akira, but he's shocked that there are still pamphlets left in this world that Akira hasn't already darkened their door with.
No,
Hikaru tells him with disdain. The sigh that Akira lets out is long-suffering, and Hikaru takes some offense too, because he's the one suffering here, okay? Let there be no mistake about that.
Shogi provides a strong foundation in strategic thinking and fosters the one-on-one competitive spirit.
Akira bites out through gritted teeth. He had said the same thing about chess, checkers, Othello, backgammon, and Connect Four.
It's another game where you sit around and think about the same stuff. The whole point of doing something different is that it's different. It expands the mind and stuff, gives more perspective and room for creativity in your game.
Hikaru has said this so many times before. Had Akari helped make him flashcards with talking points and arguments at the beginning when he would just sputter about how narrow-minded Akira could be and how adorable he looked when he was standing up for a point, however much Hikaru disagreed with it.
Akira's eyes are lit up with the prospect of a battle, lifting his chin in challenge, his hair flitting back in response.
What is your counter-proposal?
After all these years, he's still an obstinate brat, and Hikaru just wants to pull him down onto the couch with him and fight over what movie to relax to until they are too tired to do anything but trade sleepy kisses and fall asleep as they are, knowing that they'll each blame the other when their backs are aching from it in the morning.
Baseball,
Hikaru says blithely, trying not to let on how much he enjoys seeing Akira lose his cool and throw his arms up in exasperation, just like he did when Hikaru had suggested soccer, golf, motocross, guitar, dancing, juggling, and cosplay.
Of all the...
Akira grits his teeth and glares down at him, immeasurably adorable and dear to Hikaru's taken heart.
The chance of injury is high in all sports, and hand injuries especially in baseball. How can a person play Go if they break a finger from trying to catch a fly ball? Or shatter their elbow pitching beyond their limit?
He's been sneaking reads of Hikaru's old manga again, no doubt.
Like any child of yours would let something as trivial as losing access to a limb keep them from Go.
Hikaru snorts around a smile, imagining it. Akira smiles back, a little helplessly, and changing his whole face in ways that are still new to Hikaru, like every parenting thing has been, new and wondrous to them both.
Well,
Akira allows, settling next to Hikaru so their shoulders are pressed close and leaning forward to peer into the cradle that Hikaru has been rocking slow and steady with his foot.
Hopefully it will never come to that.
He brushes the dark strands of her hair away from her sleeping face, as gentle as he can make the touch. She makes a soft sound and shifts a little, but settles quickly. Akira always says she's a match for the Hikaru he first met, chubby-cheeked and bright, bubbling laughter. But her tempers burn hot and fast when she's unsatisfied, just like Akira. Forcing her into anything, especially waking her up before it's time, is a nightmare. In a precious, loving, wouldn't trade it for anything way, but a nightmare nonetheless. Planning anything for her is probably a lost cause before it began for all the Toya stubbornness she's shown signs of inheriting. Hikaru takes Akira's hand and gently pulls him away before he wakes her,
linking their fingers together. Akira leans into him, and Hikaru shifts them until they are lying down, Akira's head on Hikaru's chest, one of Hikaru's arms over Akira's shoulders, and the other taking over rocking duties. Both of their heads are turned to her, just watching her little face poking out of the swaddle blanket Kaneko-san had crocheted them.
"Let's just let her decide what she wants to do,"
Hikaru says a little sheepishly, thinking maybe they've been getting ahead of themselves a bit, considering she has yet to master the skill of sitting up, much less an interest in playing Go at all, never mind a side hobby to support the development of her game.
"That's reasonable, I suppose,"
Akira concedes and curls his arms around Hikaru's waist. Hikaru decides to take that for the closest thing to victory that he'll get for this round and closes his eyes until the next scheduled feeding. The